get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk. On with travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Labour MP Dan Norris is under suspension from the party after being arrested by police investigating allegations of historic child sex offences. He's been questioned and bailed by the Avon and Somerset force. The Prime Minister says he will try to protect British business from the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs. He's promising measures which will make the UK less exposed to global economic shocks. Tom Harrigan reports.
Writing in a Sunday paper, Sir Keir Starmer insists he'll do everything necessary to defend the national interest after a 10% tariff on British goods sent to America came into effect. He also says the government will set out plans in the coming week to improve domestic competitiveness and shelter business from the storm. Jaguar Land Rover's already announced it's pausing exports to the US because of the tariffs, and economists believe there's now a significant chance of a global recession.
Two Labour MPs have been deported from Israel while trying to enter the country. The Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, has issued a statement saying they were members of a parliamentary delegation. He's also calling the news unacceptable, counterproductive and deeply concerning. And the retail and hospitality sectors are warning high street jobs and investment plans are now at risk because of today's changes to national insurance payments. Employers will have to make larger contributions on behalf of their workers. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Is it tea or coffee for you this morning? Maybe first of the day goes rather well with our dawn chorus to come in a moment. Whatever you're doing, we're making it just the right start with music to share.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Walking the Dog by George Gershwin, the Ian Sutherland Concert Orchestra, performing that on Classic FM. Maybe a bit early for Walking the Dog this morning. Before that, we heard The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, who always went for a walk, actually, as a sort of routine every day to help clear his mind and give him ideas for composing. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Simon Rattle, conducting. And I'm Sam Pittis. Great to have you to start the day. We'll hear from Foray for our Dawn Chorus very shortly. But we're going to hear music from a film next. 35 years old, this film, starring Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg, with an Oscar-nominated score by Maurice Schaar. The music from Ghost. The main theme from Ghost by Maurice Schaaf, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Tolga Kashif. Wherever you are this morning, with Classic FM for company, this is our official start to the day. Our daily choral selection, this morning by Fauré, our Dawn Chorus.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Milos Karadaglic and the English Chamber Orchestra performing an anonymous romance. And the Sanctus from Fauré's Requiem was our dawn chorus. Gordon Nikolic and the London Symphony Orchestra Chamber Ensemble and Tenebrae, directed by Nigel Short. Really excited that Anna Lapwood is joining us at Classic FM, the organist and choral conductor, trailblazing classical music superstar, is joining us for a special series at Easter, celebrating the Royal Albert Hall. The same weekend, we'll be counting down the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025, that great celebration of music. Anna Lapwood and the new Classic FM Hall of Fame, some wonderful music ahead for Easter. We're all about great musical superstars, and to another, the pianist Benjamin Grosvenor now plays the music of Chopin.
Thank you.
The Music of Chopin, the second movement of his Piano Concerto No. 1, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, Ilim Chan, conducting. The soloist was Benjamin Grosvenor, who's actually playing in Bath this week before heading off to Tokyo. And morning to you, wherever you are. I'm Sam Pittis. Lots more great music to come as we take it easy this Sunday morning. I mentioned the Classic FM Hall of Fame, the composer who's currently in the top spot. But we'll hear a symphony by Rachmaninoff. Music for your Sunday morning on the way on Classic FM.
Classic FM. Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh, no. Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
Get that holiday booked feeling at Matalan. There's 15% off holiday shop, including swimwear, beachwear, summer fashion, selected luggage and selected brands too. Just in time for the half-term holidays. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk while stocks and the sun last. T's and C's apply.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Just wonderful, don't you think? The third movement of Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, Vasily Petrenko, conducting on Classic FM. We turn to Debussy next, and one of a pair of works he wrote to advertise a new type of harp.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Cello Concerto No. 1 by the English composer John Garth. That was the second movement, the Avicen Ensemble, directed by Richard Tunnicliffe. And Evier de Maistre and the members of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra performed the Danse Profane by Debussy. We'll have our Sunday serenade very shortly, inspired by Shakespeare, and there's Mozart and Beethoven as well. All to start your day on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
On April 11th, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur, in cinemas April 11th.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Sir Keir Starmer's promising to help shelter British business from the storm of US trade tariffs. The Prime Minister has again called for cool heads, adding the priority is to keep calm and fight for the best deal. Jaguar Land Rover announced yesterday it will pause all shipments to the US in response to President Trump's new levies. Louise Verity is a business owner in Solihull.
When I first saw that it was going to be 10% tariffs, I felt a little bit like, well, that could be worse. But also, I don't want the economic situation to get any worse. And I understand that's the situation that everyone is trying to balance.
The Israeli military has admitted it was wrong in its initial account of the deaths of Palestinian medics in Gaza. 15 workers were killed and buried in a mass grave last month. Israel has said the convoy advanced suspiciously, but new footage shows clearly marked emergency vehicles. The Labour MP Dan Norris has been arrested on suspicion of rape, child sex offences and misconduct in a public office. Labour says it has suspended the MP for North East Somerset and Hannam after being informed of his arrest. Avon and Somerset police confirmed that a man in his 60s was taken into custody on Friday and has since been released on conditional bail. Two Labour MPs have been denied entry and deported from Israel, with the Foreign Secretary saying it's no way to treat British politicians. The Israeli Immigration Ministry says Yuan Yang and Abtisam Mohammed were rejected because they were suspected of plans to document the activities of security forces and spread anti-Israel hatred. David Lammies called it unacceptable. And a major incident's been declared in Northern Ireland because of a wildfire. It's emerged